I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear mothers, lovely sisters, and kind sisters, all ladies from all around the world. Welcome to a new episode of Muslim Lady. You are listening to us from IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host, and here I have a dear guest, Sister Zainab. She's going to help us through some interesting stuff for Muslim Lady.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Asma. Thank you so much for having me. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I hope I could really get some very good stuff for Muslim lady.
Yes, I'm pretty much sure of that. As you all know, being a human means that we have to reach a pinnacle, and that highest point is going to be our salvation.
True.
According to the Holy Book of Quran, we have been asked to go through the perfect models.
Yeah.
Actually, what we are going to share in this program is just something that we've been through our studies. And now we're just going to have some kind sharing of this information with the audience.
Definitely.
And of course, you're going to help us with that. This road to salvation is going to have some steps. Now, the perfect models are, of course, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family.
Definitely.
And, of course, since we're talking about Muslim lady, it's going to be his daughter.
Yeah.
That is Lady Fatima.
Salamu alayha.
So, maybe there are some very much easy things that we should not consider as very much drastic, but they still might have some importance in our life, but we're not noticing them. And it starts with eating. So, I would like you to talk upon that fact.
All right. Well, when we consider a Muslim lady and the fact of food eating, it goes back to a female because she is the one who has to start preparing it to the time she serves it, to the time she feeds herself and her family.
Of course, in an Islamic way of life.
Yeah, definitely. Because we're here to discuss today Islamic way of life. And in Islamic way of life, we have individualistic ways and how do you live your social life. And as you rightly mentioned that in a holy book of Quran, in Surah Ahzab, probably that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, he has mentioned the name, the Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good exemplar for you. So definitely in this program today, I'll be giving you examples from him himself and the definitely because he was the teacher of
Sayyidah Fatima
al-Zahra, salamu alayha, the direct teacher, the direct practical teachings she saw, and she is the role model of Muslim ladies.
Lady, of course.
So coming back to food, food is, or eating, or whatever, because food is essential for survival. So Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, would make a dua. He would go for a supplication first, and when he would take bread in his hand, he would say, "Oh Allah, send us blessings with this bread. Do not bring about separation in between us and this bread. For if we don't have it, we won't be able to carry out worship." It's a very, very important message for ladies who are preparing food, who get into the kitchen. The first thing is that, with what intention do you enter the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Now, it might sound very much trivial, but it actually has so much of effect.
Why? Because in all our actions, as per Islam, are divided into five categories. It's obligatory, your actions are recommended, your actions are forbidden, or there are some actions which have neutral effect. So there are, you know, these categories. When you have to avoid five things, you are recommended of five things. So as per these jurisprudence rulings, cooking food, or like serving food, or like making food, is a neutral thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mubah. You don't get any rewards for it. You are not committing any sin while you're actually preparing the food.
Of course,
but when you enter your kitchen with the intention that, "Oh Allah, I'm entering my kitchen to feed my family so that we will be able to carry out worship in a better way," it is something your neutral thing, the thing that has no reward so far, which was mubah mm-hmm. as per the jurisprudence rulings, gets converted into a recommended thing.
Yeah.
You know, we have in so many places in narrations that a believer is intellectual. So an intellectual believer is this. If you are a Muslim lady, you enter kitchen with this intention, oh Allah, I'm cooking food for my family so that they get energy to carry out worship. Now coming to the things what they would do. There are certain things that the prophetic family would take care of, especially in terms of eating habits, which was they would make sure the food they're eating is halal.
Mm-hmm.
That does not contain intoxicants, because everything that intoxicates you is haram, is already considered as haram in Islam. So they would
Which is forbidden.
Yeah, which is forbidden. Now there's a lot of things. For example, there are your kids who would like force you to buy the drinks, the soft drinks or the cold drinks. But you know, there are certain people, I have known a lot of people who with these cold drinks feel a little, you know, intoxicated. They get a light of, they don't feel very good. So everything mm-hmm. that intoxicates you, every drink rather that intoxicates your body is forbidden for you. So the first thing they would really, really look upon was being halal. That was in terms of food. And then another thing was they would make it as simple as possible.
So now before we get into this point, let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Thank you, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, ladies, to your program. Well, in here, we're discussing some interesting point from the book that our dear guest is talking about right now. Zainab, shall you please talk a bit about the book that you're discussing?
Well, it was a few years ago I went through this book and it was so interesting. The name of the book is Etiquette and Lifestyle of Lady Zahra Salaamu Alaiha, written by Dr. Muhammad Reza Jabari. And it's really, really interesting book. Mm-hmm. And it becomes more interesting when you see all those things practically in a role model.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm discussing all my points from the book. And we're talking about eating etiquettes they had.
Yeah, the first point is eating.
Yeah, the first individualistic way of life is eating habits. And in those eating habits, we discussed that the first thing they would very much stress upon was being halal. The food should have been halal. Then another thing was it should look as simple as possible and avoid the demand of particular or luxurious kinds of foods. Now there's a question. Does that mean Islam is stopping us from eating luxurious foods? No. Islam is telling us don't do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just eat one kind of food every day. You have just avoid having stress on. Like we have so many kids.
Don't feel the pressure.
Especially it's in our kids. You know, we have kids who are in the dining table and they see something simple. Make them used to simple foods. They are like, why you cook this? I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some particular things. So for example, some people are used to eat meat. And I was doing a research about this, that Islam told you to avoid demanding luxurious kinds of foods every day. There's nutritionist from Stanford University of Medicine, namely Joanne Hatner, who says that eating one type of food leads to organ failure. Imagine. We have been taught this very, very early in our Islamic teachings. Be it simple, have variety. Don't eat one kind of luxurious food. Because even if you're eating meat every day, it will do something with your body that your cells will start eating up your muscles.
Oh.
These are all research done there. And I mentioned the nutritionist. I mentioned the university. You can go back to the internet and search and see how one kind of food leads to organ failure.
Even if it's luxurious or expensive.
Because people try to, you know, go for one kind of food and it's luxurious. It should be luxurious. Because there are some families, some rich families, who would not eat food without having meat. But yeah. Do you know it will eat up your muscles one day?
Yeah, of course. And eating meat all alone is going to lead to too much of a disease.
Yeah. So coming to next point, the food they stressed upon was healthy foods and hygienic foods.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanliness of the food was very, very important, because once the food is clean, you're not going to have diseases.
So aside from being halal, it must be pretty much clean.
Clean and healthy as well, you know, not like you start making all fried kind of things all the time, eating a lot of sugar that like damages your body. So they would definitely take care of healthy and hygienic food.
And the mother is the one who's providing
exactly.
all that.
Exactly. I'm just discussing all these points, especially as a daughter, you have to take care of all of them. As a mother, you have to take care of all of them. And as a wife, you have to take care of all
course.
Of them. And then
because the women are the center of the family.
Exactly. And women love to be attractive. And another point that I'm going to discuss is that eating when you're hungry and as per your body need, which many people do not do. Mm-hmm. They start eating wherever they find food, whether they are hungry or they are not, whether their body needs or whether their body does not need. But this is not the prophetic way of life, or this is not the way of life of Lady Zahra Salam Alaiha. They would eat when they would be hungry, and they would only need as per the body need. Once we start, once we start eating beyond limits, actually, we damage our body looks, which is not good for a female.
Yeah, yeah. And then you will regret that. And then you have to go through too much of exercise to
change
that.
Well, as Islam is telling you, the better way of life is eat only the moment you're hungry and eat only the amount of food your body needs. Don't go beyond that. Others.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we are so much into social media stuff. We are so much into our mobile phones. We forget that our family is calling us on the dining tables, or we tell them, I'm just busy with something. Even if you're busy with some very nonsense stuff, you will tell your family, I'll eat later. Eating later and alone is not Islamic way of life.
We're not recommended.
Eating
to
with
do that.
Others has got different kind of blessings. It has got different kind of, you know, so many things with it that we can't even imagine.
It'll be more pleasurable, actually.
Definitely. Then very, very important is to start and end your eating things with His name. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, I suggest the mothers listening to us. I suggest the sisters, the daughters, the wives listening to us. Start that not only when you start eating food, start that in the kitchen you enter.
Yeah,
while
from
preparing.
When you're cooking.
When you start with His name, definitely it's going to get some that different spiritual taste in it.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something in the food that was going to damage your body, but with this blessings that you get with His name.
And you know that will get into the flesh of your children and your family.
Exactly. And then you have some spiritual things into the flesh of your children. We have narrations that fire is forbidden for them.
Mm-hmm.
The fire of hell is forbidden for them. So avoid, they used to avoid drinking directly from the plate. Do you see sometimes we have the soups and all and we try to eat up directly them from the plate?
Yeah.
No, use spoon or something. Like, try to be humanic. You're not an animal that you go to the plate and you start directly eating with your mouth.
Yeah.
So, and they would avoid blowing into directly into the food. For example, what we do sometimes when the food is very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we start blowing up, they would avoid this thing.
And even scientific methods have shown that, it's been proved actually scientifically, that doing that to the food, blowing into the food, is going to make it sort
toxic.
Of... Toxic.
Yeah.
So thank you. It was actually so much of information for me and for the audience. We are talking about the Islamic way of life according to Sayyida Fatima, Salamullah alayha, and... We still have too much of things to talk about, maybe in other episodes. Thank you for staying tuned and thank you for listening to us. I wish you blessings. May Allah shower you with His blessings. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. For more information, you can visit parsetoday.com. And that's it. Thank you.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.